The most interactive sports talk show in Houston continues now.
What's happening, Paul? What's up, Paul? Most interactive show, and really enjoy that aspect of it. Y'all keep it up.
Get involved in the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776. Here's Paul Gallant.
Now the 0-2 pitch to Gurriel, and this one is hit well, deep left field, and into the Crawford boxes for a home run. And the Astros take a 2-1 lead.
A glorious moment. It was a little nerve-wracking up to that point, right? You're just waiting and waiting and waiting for someone to do something offensively. You were hoping it was going to be Jose Altuve, but it ends up being Yuli Gurriel who breaks open the tie. Chaz McCormick adding a little extra salt to that lead. And then Jeremy Pena with the pepper on top of all of it. Your classic white person seasoning. You got to do more than that, people out there. For anyone who does season their food, I am telling you, you add the Herbes de Provence. You add a little paprika. You got to do better on your seasoning. But anyway, back to the Houston Astros, who took a 1-0 series lead in the ALCS over the New York Yankees with a 4-2 victory last night. It is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You want to call in, you want to talk about how the Astros crowd could have been a little bit better, fine. You can talk about anything else you want, too. I do have a request. I want you to help me get Jeremy Pena stuck in everybody's head in Houston. Will we be the next 1-877 Cars for Kid commercial? I can't say. Will we become an iconic moment for this city's history, appropriating something that's a part of my past, Seattle, and obsession with Pearl Jam, Creed, and any of those bands that sound like, like Hootie and the Blowfish, Lifehouse, The Calling, all of those bands. Temple of the Dog, you know, Eddie Vedder's still in that one. Anything by Chris Cornell. Hell, we could go even a little bit further. What's that one band that sings Plush? Stone Temple Pilots. Yeah, all those bands. We are taking my love of that and my love of Jeremy Pena, and we are combining it together and getting it stuck in everybody's head. Jeremy Pena did something today. We're going to do it. It's going to be a thing. So if you call in, you have to do that first thing you do. Before you get to your take, we're going to do that the rest of the week. Before you get to your take, you got to do that, okay? Just for me. Make me happy. Don't I make you happy? Aren't we friends? Because I'm going to make you happy right now. Let's make fun of the Yankees and their fans. Oh, bless their hearts. They thought that they were going to this year take it to the Astros. This is going to be a historic season. Look at the start we're off to. But then your boy tweeted out, take a look at their schedule the second half of the year, their schedule thus far. I think the Astros are going to overtake them by the end of the year. Little did I know it would take a month for the Astros to overtake them, 6 games back in the American League pennant race. So you beat them in that, and once again, you're beating them at baseball, which has kind of become the norm. And Yankee fans were working through it last night. First off, how many people are aware of John Turturro? He is the older brother of Nick Turturro. John Turturro plays the Jesus in The Big Lebowski. He was in The Night Of. I think he had like really bad eczema, psoriasis, not 100% sure. He was very, very sneaky in Mr. Deeds, the Adam Sandler movie. He's been in a bunch of things. His little brother, Nick, was also in an Adam Sandler movie, The Longest Yard. He plays a very small, annoying fellow.
Oh, he's the kicker?
He's the kicker. Yes, Sean Mapes. He was trying to figure out. Sean was trying to figure out who he was before the show.
I didn't know who Nick Turturro was. Like, I keep seeing his name every time the Astros play the Yankees, and I'm like, am I supposed to know who this guy is? Or is he just a online Yankee fan? Is he like John Boy and like those guys that stream Yankee, like themselves watching the Yankees? I didn't know what his deal was. And then you mentioned that he is actually the brother of John Turturro.
Cheap knockoff Joe Pesci. Not to be all, you know, anti-Italian or something like that. That's kind of the vibe that he gives off. Anyway, if you've ever been on Twitter, you'd see that Turturro just yells a whole lot. Usually he just tweets in all caps, but other times he actually posts a video. This was a video that he posted in the deep hours of last night after the Astros took the 4-2 victory. Oh, let's hear it. Let's get very, very excited listening to Yankee Mizzou.
I don't understand. I know they got a big double play out of that kid Schmidt. All right. And I say, if you can get one out, two outs out of that guy, he's not a high leverage guy. He kept it 1-1. Yeah, God bless. Yeah, all right. That's good. But he shouldn't be coming back in the sixth inning. No f***ing way. You had Trevino. If you didn't want to go to lasagna. But you're trying to win that game. It's the first game. So you got that out. It was 1-1. And then he gives up those f***ing home runs. And then that's it. You know, it just amazes me that you treat the first game like an experiment.
It's really funny reading his tweets, too. He was down bad at this point. But his tweets are all just yelling, bleep! We blew it big time there! We had this freaking guy on the ropes and we bleep and strike out! This sucks! He continues to yell and yell and yell some more. I am bleeping pissed off and this umpire is obviously giving old man Verlander the benefit of everything! That was ball four with the bleep! We swing it at all bleeping night! Astros are the biggest looking clowns! I can't stomach them! Bleeping garbage! We blew this bleeping game early! I'm so bleeping sick of losing to this bunch! It's time they get so pissed off and do something about it! It's a bunch of BS that they're beatable! We beat ourselves! That is Nick Dottura. Everybody, would you like to hear more? Would you like to hear more, sad Yankee fans? When I was up in Seattle, I was told that this man by the name of John Boy, who I guess has made a career off of reading people's lips and also smearing the great Jose Altuve and having zero repercussions for it, slander, libel, I don't know. You could probably put up a case against him. Where was the buzzer that you were talking about, John Boy? I hear he's short, so I'll just bring that up. John Boy, along with other, you know, Yankee scum, were watching the Astros and Yankees game last night. They were getting very excited all of a sudden until all of their hopes and dreams came crashing off a cliff.
Oh, look at his lips. He's going back to the curve.
Mustache win this pitch.
Oh, he got one over the plate.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, poor John Boy. Oh. Well, look, John Boy has a DVR, and he can rewind the game and look for parts of the game where an Astros player has a bunched up jersey. Maybe you can try to slander that guy too. Yeah, that ought to be fun. After the game was also kind of funny too. I came into the press conference room in the middle of Aaron Boone's post game, but I didn't go into the Yankees locker room. Would be curious to go in there. Maybe I should go in there someday and just ask like really douchey questions. Like, so how's it feel to lose to a bunch of cheaters? Paul Gallant here, ESPN. Hey, how does it feel to choke once again to the team that you feel like cheated you out of a World Series? Because not only are they, you know, cheating you, they're also choking you. Do you like that? You a masochist? Here is Don Mattingly / Thurman Munson wannabe with his mustache, Matt Carpenter, being asked about watching a lot of pitches.
Did Cummings go off at the plate?
I wouldn't say that. I just, you know, getting back into the flow of it, getting back into the flow of the game. I obviously wasn't, you know, very good today, but I'm going to try to take the positive out of it. I saw a lot of pitches. You know, when my name's called the next time, hopefully I feel like I'll be in a better spot.
I saw a lot of pitches. That is a spin zone. I love it. I will admit, too, I actually wanted to play this. This is because I actually enjoy it. I like John Sterling. I know a lot of people don't. John Sterling is the radio voice of the Yankees. He is delightfully corny. And he goes out of his way to be corny. He gets a lot of home run calls wrong now. He's getting up there in age. I don't want to dump on a guy for being old. He's in New York a legend. I just find him funny. Josh Bader goes yard in this game. And John Sterling has quite the nickname for Bader.
Here is Verlander's pitch. Swung on, hit high in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Harrison Bader strikes again. You know who he is. Darth Bader. And by the way, in case you wondered, I'm just wild about Harry. He homers to left center, and the Yankees take a 1-0 lead. Susan, is that amazing?
I mean, I love it. And it's nice to have, you know, to let the old folks have their moment. You know, you don't want them to be there like crushed and devastated and wondering if they should be retiring like they're Al Michaels. You don't want them feeling like that. No. I like the corniness. I want a corny like Aaron Judge home run call when the Astros are up 8-1 tonight. Like Aaron Judge gets a home run in the eighth inning. Look, all rise for the judge. I don't know. I like it. I like the corniness of it. You may as well go all in with something if you can. I always was annoyed with how the Rockets weren't funny with how angry they got at the refs. It was like kind of passive aggressive, their snipes at the refs. Like they should have just gone full Tommy Heinsohn and said, like, the refs are trying to, you know, sabotage our election and invade Washington, D.C. on January 6th. 713-780-3776. We have Clay calling in on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Clay, you know what I need. Clay.
Jeremy Pena, the rookie of the year.
Hell yeah, Clay. Thank you so much. Do you have any thoughts on the game?
Hey, Pauly G. Love the show, baby. Listen every day. I just want to say, if the Yankee fans want to keep talking all that mess after we beat you before, we'll meet you in the middle of the U.S. My fans versus your fans. We'll whoop that butt all day.
Ooh.
Love you, Paul. H-Town.
Meet you in Temecula. Let's go. Although, where would actually be in between? And appreciate the phone call, Clay. Like Cleveland? No, Cleveland's closer to them.
It'd be like Tennessee or something, right? Kentucky?
Ooh. Yeah, I think it would be Tennessee. Someone who knows math, they figure that out. You know what? If it's in Knoxville, I'm cool with that. We can have Rocky Top playing in the background as the brawl happens. Honestly, who would win? Who would win in a fight between like the street smart New Yorkers and the country smart Texans? Because that's what we're stereotyped as. Don't you think it's funny whenever you watch like a national broadcast of a game and it takes place in Houston and they'll show some random person riding on a horse and you're like, where is this? I've never seen this in my life.
Is this from the rodeo last
like, yeah, seriously. Like, where is this from? I always got such a kick out of that, especially when I first moved here, Sean, because I thought to myself, okay, there's going to be like a real Texas vibe here. And I was like, oh no, it's just like a really generic city with a lot of people from all different corners of the world. And I remember, I think it was my first weekend here. I went to Montrose. I went to a bar formerly known as Royal Oak. And I was hanging out with, at the time, Josh Innes, Ben Nance, his old producer when it was the J&R show over at the flagship, Mike Meltzer and a couple of other people who were working on the FM side of things. And I go to the bathroom. And, you know, I'm thinking, this is Texas. And as I walk to the bathroom, I didn't know that Montrose had a different reputation, if you will. And as I'm going to the bathroom, this guy, like, puts his hand on my left shoulder, like, strokes down it, like, down my arm. And he goes, hey, seller. And I'm like, wait, this isn't Texas. I thought Texas was different. Not that there's anything wrong with that kind of Texas, but. There you go. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call in, to text into. You can tweet me at Gallant Says. You know what you have to do if you're going to call in. You got to do what you just heard in that phone call right there from Clay. So we know how Yankee fans are holding up. Where does Jeremy Pena rank right now among the most trustworthy Houston Astros? On top of that, what's Framber Valdez going to do tonight against the Yankees team that I think is going to be pressing, seeing as they have their back against the wall, even just one game into this series? We'll talk about that next right here. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, with the Astros taking a 1-0 lead in the ALCS. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're locked in with the Paul Gallant Show.
You're locked in here with me.
Please send help from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
So game two's tonight. You got Framber Valdez on the hill for the Houston Astros. And I am curious to see how he will do after the last time that we saw him out there. He looked pretty good. He was awful in the 2019 postseason. Check that. Sorry, he was awful in last year's postseason. Justin Verlander had some issues in 2019. Framber Valdez had some issues in last year's postseason. But this season, he has the quality start streak that he had. And as a guy who is a lefty, how is that Yankee lineup going to do against him? I think that the Yankees are going to be especially aggressive in this game. And you take a look at what Framber Valdez did against the New York Yankees. He pitched against them earlier this year on June 23rd. That was the game that the Astros lost 7-6. I forget if that was the Aaron Judge walk-off game. Not 100% sure off the top of my head. But over the course of that one, he did have 7 strikeouts, 3 walks, 2 hits allowed, one of them a home run in that game. It was a solid start. That's what you're looking for. The rest of the Astros lineup has to show up now. And they're not going to pitch to Yordan. They shouldn't pitch to Yordan. They're not a bunch of dummies like the Mariners were in that series. But when it comes to Jose Altuve, I don't think that you get multiple nights of Altuve struggling and still win against this team. Against the Mariners? Yeah. I mean, we saw it happen. All those games were close, though, weren't they? And last night felt pretty close for a while, too. I don't think you can have another night with Jose Altuve playing poorly and continue winning. The streak to potentially go undefeated in the postseason. 713-780-3776 is how you jump aboard the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. You can join us on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We did have a texter say that he wanted to give Dusty Baker all the credit. He was on hold, but he couldn't wait any longer. Appreciate you contributing that. And also the person who said, hey, let's have all the Astros and Yankees fans fight somewhere between New York City and Houston. The town that marks the exact halfway point is actually Ridgedale, Tennessee. So there we go. We want to make it happen.
Are you going to credit the Twitcher that said that?
It's Kareem, yes.
Kareem who?
Mr. Majeens.
Hey, I just work hard. Yeah, it's journalism we're doing here, yes, all right? Yeah. You have to credit where you get numbers.
It is journalism. Sure, Sean Mapes behind the glass. Yeah, you could say it's journalism. You could.
I don't know what journalism school you went to, but Texas,
I went to the ones that follow the FCC rules, Sean. Mm-hmm. Those ones. Anyway, let's go to the phones. 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line. Who do we got first? We got Dave. Dave, you know what you have to do.
The last I heard was a guy singing, so that's...
Yeah, you got to sing. You got to sing. You can do it with me right now. Jeremy Pena. You only have to do that. Like, it's Jeremy, the song by Pearl Jam. That's it. And then you can move on to your call.
Jeremy Pena.
Hell yeah, Dave. I love that. I love that at the end. Okay, what you got?
Man, I made up a song for him for Rookie of the Year. You want to hear it?
Well, actually, I don't know. Now I'm really intrigued. Yeah. I mean, I like that little fluttering that you had at the end of that note.
I didn't know if I was supposed to. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I just heard something about singing. Hey, how many home runs has he had in the postseason? Is it 2 or 3?
Thus far, it is 2 for Jeremy Pena. Because the first couple of games, it was just like, it was walks, it was singles, it was setting the table. But the last two games, now all of a sudden, like, he's been just as potent as Yordan.
He's got 3 hits, though, right? At least, right? Of course.
Off the top of my head, listen, if you're going to ask me for statistics that you can look up on Google, I'm sorry. I wish I was better with the information.
He has two home runs and a double, at least.
He has 2 doubles and 2 home runs. We do know that. So he has at least 4 hits, and I think he has 2 more singles on top of that. So how about that, Dave? Is that good enough? We know our sports.
Good, because I had to rearrange my song. Before. Are you ready for my?
I'm ready, Dave.
All right, let's see if I can remember it. I'm driving.
Oh
right
no!
Now,
so you're singing and driving. You got to remember it.
So here we go. Jeremy Pena, Rookie of the Year. oh my God,
Dave! We appreciate the phone call. You know what? When it's all put together, no, Dave. We got other people to get to. You can call back again. This time, do it when you're not driving. Have it all in front of you, and we'll do it again. We got other people waiting. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you have to do it too. I'm not asking you to write a song. You just gotta give me my Jeremy Pena. That's it, Steve. What you got? Steve? Did we scare Steve off? Let's put Steve on hold. We'll go back to Steve in a moment. But remember, you want to call in, all you got to do is give me my Jeremy Pena. It's fun. We're going to get stuck in everyone's head. And you can say you were part of the original movement. Michael is calling in. Michael.
Hey, I'm going to put on my John Kerry voice whenever I do this. Jeremy Pena.
Hell yeah. I love it, Michael. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Okay, what you got, dude?
So about Vader, whenever y'all talk about, like, is being Darth Vader, if he continues down this road of being the best hitter in the playoffs for these guys, all the teams, you know, they're definitely going to have to leave him as Vader because they're all going to have to start calling him Master from now on.
Ooh, that's true.
Y'all have a good one.
I appreciate the phone call. Okay, I like the dad joke combined with Star Wars reference like that. It's right in my wheelhouse. The thing for the Yankees right now is he's playing out of his ass, Bader. Like, he's been great this whole postseason. They need somebody else to do something. And Aaron Judge did have a nice play in the outfield last night. That was a hell of a diving catch that he had early on. Saved a rally by the Astros potentially early. But at the plate, you know, this is the same stuff that we have been seeing whenever he's gone up against the Astros. And look, I'm not going to say he's not the MVP this year. He's clearly the MVP. You can't make an argument for somebody else. I'm not even going to do it for Shohei Ohtani because he doesn't even play on a team that makes the playoffs, you know? Did you hear what he had to say, by the way, about the Angels and his season here? He's like, it was a very inconvenient season. It was like a very polite way of saying, like, this sucks. But Judge has to step up. And I think that tonight's game, they are going to be swinging at everything. So Framber can't hang anything. He's gonna have to be very careful. They're going to be aggressive. They have to be aggressive. And I think now that they have had, you know, a little bit of time to acclimate themselves, you got to win this game. If they win this game, they can bring all the momentum back, and then you got the three games in a row in New York. Wait, hang on. No, that's the World Series, right? It's the three games in a row in the middle.
I think it's 2-3-2 for
okay,
this.
I forget. I think that one of them is not 2-3-2. And I feel like baseball's playoffs are too confusing to me.
The NBA doesn't do 2-3-2 anymore.
They used to. Okay,
used
that's
to.
The one that's
And it was only for the finals they used to do that, but now they don't do it. They do 2-2-1-1-1.
Okay, gotcha. All right, cool. Appreciate that. Thank you. Paul knows his sports. Jeremy Pena.
Car crash.
Dave, we hope you made it to wherever you're driving. Okay, that's all we're going to say. 713-780-3776. It's the Paul Gallant Show. You got anything you want to bring to the table, you can. You know, it's funny that Dave brought up a song that he wrote because I wrote a song. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? You'll hear it next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
1-1 is a swing and a towering fly ball to deep left field and gone. Jeremy Pena gives it a ride, and it is 4-1 Houston.
TBS messed up. What they should have done on the broadcast was do what we've been doing all show long. Jeremy Pena with y'all today. 3-for-4, 2 doubles, the home run. He has been absolutely stupendous this postseason. He wins the game on Saturday with the home run, too. He sets the table. Game 1 for Yordan Alvarez's eventual walk-off. He sets the table for Yordan Alvarez's home run in game 2. He has been money thus far in the series. He's very high up on the list of top Astros performers this postseason. Pretty incredible that you have won 4 games in a row now, and you haven't gotten much out of Jose Altuve. Of course, Bregman's played well, Tucker's had his moments even, and Yordan's been great too. But Jeremy Pena has consistently done what he has been asked to do for the entirety of this postseason. We had some people weighing in on Jeremy Pena yesterday. First off, it's Justin Verlander, who explained Pena's it factor. Here's JV.
just a special kid. He's been doing it for us all year. Seems like in big spots he comes up. Even when he was struggling a little bit there for a little bit in the middle of the season, if his number was called in a big at-bat, it seemed like he came through for us. So, you know, he's got that, I don't know, what you know, it factor or whatever, you know, that he seems to always rise to the challenge, and that's the type of players that you want in the playoffs.
Very level-headed. It was interesting watching his post-game press conference. He just kept on saying the same thing over and over again, too. Feels like a guy that would be easily indoctrinated into the Patriots way, which I love. Don't give the media anything. Be like Detective Dignam in The Departed. That's what I do with feds. Feed them bleeping. Keep them in the dock. Dusty Baker was also asked about Jeremy Peña and just his calm. Here's Dusty.
He just goes about his business and plays. You know, he plays like a veteran, but, you know, but he is a rookie. And, you know, I was a rookie. I was a lot sillier than he was at that time because a lot of rookies are kind of silly. And sometimes you feed off of that silliness that the older players do. I mean, you kind of need that. But he's quiet and he goes about his business and he just comes to play.
I want to know what young Dusty Baker was like. He seems like he would have been a lot of fun. I mean, this is a guy who is in his early 70s, right? 69 years old?
Very old. 60 or 70. But he invented the high five, remember?
Oh, that's true.
He helped, or I guess he half invented the high five. So
gotta claim royalties on that one.
Could you imagine? Wouldn't be.
Not be managing anymore.
Lucky for us. I'm sure he was silly, considering he invented a way to celebrate.
Man, imagine the high five not existing. By the way, they tried to cancel the high five during COVID. Do you remember that? Are handshakes done?
I won't lie. I like the foot tap thing.
The foot tap thing was interesting, that's for sure. All right, 713-780-3776 is how you call, and it's how you text in, too, on the HR&P listener line. Do we want to do it now, Sean? Do we want to peel the Band-Aid off? We've been trying to get the Jeremy Peña song stuck in people's head. And we're just talking about, like, the first two things. One texter on the HR&P listener line, I have been singing Jeremy Peña since the first damn time you said it. If you want it to get stuck in people's heads, it's working. Well, we're woken. We're working overtime, to quote The Departed one more time, because I have a surprise for you guys.
Did you just watch The Departed?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No. You've been quoting it.
You quoted it twice in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes the movies just come to you and you're in a zone when it comes to making references that are dated, really just nailing the part of middle-aged white sports talk show host. Sometimes you just have to be who you are. I haven't had any like really dated references. That movie's though 15 years old now, which is crazy. 16. Came out in 06. Ugh. Anyway, hey, do you guys like music? Do you like it when I sing? Of course you do. Why else are you listening to the show? So, ladies and gentlemen, we put some pen to paper. We put down some bars, yo. We made this. Sean shaking his head. We're doing it live because I didn't have time this morning. It could be an absolute disaster.
I'm rooting for disaster.
James Clerk had some big balls, let in shortstop walk. Carlos Correa gone, Minnesota Twins, Astros looking cheap. Jeremy Peña, a defensive specialist. Yours truly wouldn't give him affection. Oh, to the fact that he had never, ever played. He's Jeremy, not Correa. He's just a baby, but Jeremy Peña hit a home run today. Jeremy Peña made the Yankees pay. We might add more to that, but that is the song. That is Jeremy Peña by Paul Gallant, the same artist who gave you Laramie Tunsil, which was literally the exact same song.
Paul Jam.
Oh, my God, Sean. That was brilliant. 713-780-3776. If you want to call in, you also have to say Jeremy Pena, because, I mean, he is the king of Houston, at least at this present moment in time. It was Yordan Alvarez. We are not exactly the most stable kingdom, okay? We give that crown to whoever we want. We're like House of the Dragon. Let's go up next to Troy on the HRNP listener line. Troy, you know what you got to do.
Hey, man, I love the show, and you guys are not saying his name right. It's Jeremy Jalapeno.
Oh, it's my guy.
I'll hang up with
him. Oh, that's my guy, Troy. So Troy and I have been hanging out in the outfield for the last couple of games. My pregame routine has been go to center field, go to the Hornitos bar, and get myself a little margarita and hang out with old Troy right there. Yeah, Troy's great. I mean, there's some very fun people up by the Hornitos bar. That is my go-to place at Minute Maid Park, mainly because they have the El Tiempo margaritas, even though they cost $22. Thanks, Joe Biden. 713-780-3776 on the HRNP listener line. The most interactive sports talk show in Houston. It is the Paul Gallant Show with Sean Mapes behind the glass. We got Ryan. Ryan's got a thought. Ryan.
Jeremy Pena.
Great job, Ryan.
Anyway, I was on the Facebook today, and you know it's not a reliable source, but I had read that Dusty Baker smoked a joint with Jimi Hendrix. Is that true?
It sounds like it would be true. I would believe that story. Now,
100%.
And if he did it with Jimi Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix from Seattle, so in Washington, it was legal, okay? Plausible deniability. I'm Dusty Baker's lawyer. You can pay me afterwards, Dusty, whenever you feel like it's right. It's okay. 713-780-3776. We got Q. Q, what up?
Jeremy Pena.
You guys are great. I love all of you. Q, what you got?
Hey, man, I was inspired by one of the earlier callers. Man, he started out with a song for Jeremy Pena. So I'm going to finish it for him.
Oh, yes, let's go.
Jeremy Pena, my rookie of the year. Hit me some doubles and home runs too. Sprinkle a few singles in there. So it's root for Altuve. If he don't hit, it's a shame.
That's the truth.
So it's 1, 2. Three strikes, you're out for our pitch. Jim Staff.
Hell yeah.
You two singing today, baby.
Great job, Q. That was fantastic. Thank you. 713-780-3776. That's how you call in. And listen, if you want to try impromptu musical numbers, you can. A text. The HRP listener line. This is the text of the day. Okay, what is going on with this radio station? Is it woke now? No offense, but is this like a gay or a person on the radio we have to have now? It's a great question. And the answer to that question is coming up next on the Paul Gallant Show. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Paul Gallant Show on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Paul Gallant.
3-2 and a drive to right field. This ball's well hit. Judge back and it's gone. Chaz McCormick goes the opposite way for a home run, and it is now 3-1 Astros.
That's Chaz McCormick, who went yard along with Yuli Gurriel in the sixth inning to give the Astros, at that point in time, a 3-1 lead. They go on to a 4-2 win. They are up 1-0 in the American League Championship Series. It is the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. We thank everybody who has participated today as we try to make Jeremy Pena a thing. 713-780-3776 is how you call in or text in on the HRNP listener line. There was a call earlier, and a texter correctly points out, at least for me, Sean, and I know you're a professional, except for when it comes to pronouncing the name of our friend, Mr. Majeens, you know, old Kareem.
Oh, I'll say Kareem. I'll say his name all day.
Well, notice the pause there. It was smart.
Oh,
it was
Kareem Majeens.
Gosh, dang it. Dag nabbit, some would say. Well, the caller correctly pointed out another joke went over our heads. Listen, I don't have a very big brain, okay? You are not wrong, though, in saying, like, oh, if Bader goes yard again, we're going to have to call him Master. And I was like, oh, that's like a Star Wars joke. Because, like, you know, it's
oh, you didn't
Jedi
get that?
Master. No, I didn't. No, what do you think? I don't get half of the things that go on. Yeah. I just pretend to, that's like.
We'll have to call him Master Bader.
See, Dallas. Yeah. I need
we got,
some help.
So today we got Kareem Majeens and Master Bader. Kind of goes hand in hand. Well, hand in something.
Stop. Else. Stop. Deshaun Watson. Stop. Okay. Hey, the Astros won. Am I right, guys? So Dusty Baker had this to say about the depth of his lineup.
Well, I tell you, I mean, Jose, he's due to break out and have some remarkable, I mean, this guy has been good for so long. I mean, and sometimes, you know, your rest of your lineup got to carry a guy like that until, you know, until he gets going. And I'm just glad that we have the depth in our lineup that we do have, or guys that say, hey, man, you know, you picked us up for so long, you know, we'll pick you up until you get yourself together.
This lineup goes deep. Now, they are very deep, and they have to get more though out of the top of the order. Like, it's been unacceptable what they've gotten from Jose Altuve thus far. He knows it. He's swinging at early pitches. At least the first pitch he hit, like, he hit it well. Everyone at Minute Maid was so pumped up to see it. There are things that people at Minute Maid Park have to work on. I would say that their depth perception is one of them. I don't like to be patronizing when it comes to the people that get excited when a ball goes up in the air. However, as someone who used to go to baseball games, I used to go to the Trop with one of my buddies who pitched high school baseball and eventually at college, and he used to get so pissed off when people would get up for moments in time where it was just like a pop-up or a fly-out. Diehard Yankees fan he is. I have not talked to him yet. I haven't talked to any of my Yankee fan friends because I don't need to, you know? Like, I just know how they're feeling. They got to be feeling down. But they know. Like, deep down, they know that they are a people conquered. There was a comment on the Twitch a little bit earlier, and it was, I guess, about the mindset that Yankees fans have. And I guess they think that Severino's got them tonight. I don't know. Who would you rather have? And this is a serious question. Would you rather have Framber Valdez or Luis Severino? I'm not going to act like I'm a seam head and that I know definitively that answer. I think that, you know, Severino's been there before a little bit more than maybe Framber has. But I don't think you can really pull off the, yeah, we got Luis Severino pitching. If it was Gerrit Cole, I would feel differently. If Gerrit Cole was pitching tonight, I think the Yankees would actually be in pretty good shape. They would just have to, you know, get any production out of their lineup. And their lineup is seemingly entirely dependent on getting home runs. They need to get power going. And when they don't get power going, it's a lot like last night, you know? And by the way, I mean, that was all they did last night. It was 2 solo home runs.
I do have a game 2 note. I want to know how it makes you feel.
Okay.
This is from @Astros on Twitter. The roof will be open for tonight's game.
Whoa! Sounds like somebody is making some phone calls down to City Hall and asking, hey, what's this tax money going to? I've been doing some digging, and it seems like we paid for a roof over our stadium. It's not a dome. Why don't we open it? Interesting that they haven't opened it yet. Honestly, I don't mind it being closed. I don't. I understand why some people maybe, you know, in the summer, you know, like, especially.
Yes, I think for the majority of the season, it just being perma-closed, that's fine.
It's so hot. It really is. The weather has been fantastic the last couple of days.
So, yeah, open it up for game 2. You like that?
No. Sadly, the crowd needs help. They do. Look, I have no problem with Astros fans being a wine and cheese crowd. You are cake eaters. You are the best of the best, okay? But they need all the help they can get in keeping it loud, okay? Texans games actually are loud. I get why the roof is always closed for their games, too, because it's generally warm for most of the year. But there are a couple of days where you're like, hey, why not open it up? Get a little fresh, brisk air in here. But, yeah. Minute Maid last night was not 2019 and was not what I had once heard it in 2017. I think you guys have a little bit more left in the tank. By the way, we haven't checked in with our good friend Vanessa Richardson. For those who don't know, it used to be the Vanessa and Gallant radio show. We missed Vanessa. Last night was Vanessa's first night on the broadcast because guess what? The Rockets tipped off their season. last night. And I'm so proud of Vanessa. I'm very happy for her. This was the first sideline interview that she did. And I love that she just went straight for the, hey, pick it up with her question. Here's Vanessa with the assistant coach whose name I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce.
Coach, you guys got off to a hot start, but how do you limit those turnovers?
We just got to keep our spacing on the offensive end. We got clogged up in the second quadrant of our offense. We just got to make sure that we keep our spacing. We're allowing them to help to get out on drives.
What have you liked about the effort your guys have given so far?
Our guys are doing a great job spreading the floor. We just got to do a better job defensively, just being more physical with Trey Young and DeJounte Murray when they're coming off the ball screens.
Good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, Vanessa. That's a great first question. Hey, turnovers, what's up? What's up with that? What's up with that? By the way, we used to do this thing back at the flagship because our games would be on at the same time as all Astros games and all Rockets games. So honestly, we never had any idea what was happening in any of those games, and we were kind of just like make it up on the fly. We used to do a little segment called Box Score Hot Takes. I did not watch the Rockets game last night, and I have no intention of watching even the highlights of the Rockets game last night. No offense to the Rockets out there. Vanessa Richardson is the only person that I will watch on the Rockets broadcast. Shout out to our sis. Here are my box score hot takes on the Rockets game yesterday.
They say numbers lie.
Stats are for losers. Final scores for winners.
But right now, they tell the whole story. Buckle up for
box score hot takes.
I gotta say, it's absolutely outrageous that Jabari Smith Jr. is getting minutes. 6 of 17 from the field. Do you know how to play basketball? Not on my team. Get out. Trade him. Maybe you can get a second round pick for him. Kevin Porter Jr. might be the greatest Rocket of all time. 9 of 19 from the field, but 3 of 5 from downtown, closing in fast on James Harden's 3-point knocks. Jalen Green, 7 of 20 from the field, 1 of 7 from outside. Jalen, this is Kevin Porter Jr.'s team. If you ever touch the ball again, I will cut you. Bruno Fernando, cool name. That's all I got. And that's box score hot takes, everybody. It's very funny every now and then to see like all the people that are weighing in on the game. They're watching the Rockets game instead of the Astros playoff game. And I'm like, oh, you sweet, poor, simple souls. Bless your heart. And everyone's so optimistic about everybody. And then they lose by 10 to the Hawks, who were a mess last year. Not jumping on the Rockets right now. I'm not dumping on them. I'm just saying, you know, the optimism of Rockets Twitter is a little too much for me. But the optimism for the Houston Astros and Jeremy Pena is something I cannot get enough of. Big thanks to everybody who called in and had the balls to sing Jeremy Pena with me today. We'll have that song up on Twitter a little bit later, youtube.com/PaulGallant. Sean Mapes, big thanks to him behind the glass. To all you Twitchers, texters, tweeters, etc. Big thanks to you as well. The Wheelhouse and the Killer Bees are going to be out at Wakefield Crowbar today. Killer Bees are up next. So until tomorrow at 10, so long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful Thursday, and go Astros.
ESPN 97.5.
With other lenders, it can feel like they're calling the wrong plays, not Cross Country Mortgage. They're the masterminds behind perfect play calling. Go with them and your home loan experience will end in a victory parade in your new neighborhood. You're the perfect free agent to sign with the best loan originators in the game. And Cross Country Mortgage is dedicated to getting it done. Reach out today at ccm.com. That's ccm.com.
Equal housing opportunity. All loans subject to underwriting approval. Cross Country Mortgage LLC. NMLS 3029. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.